So what was that process like? I remember seeing that video where you said you listened to or read Benny Lewis's book, Fluent in 3 months, and it'll, as a side note, it'll be good to get your opinion on that now.
Yeah.
You know, the speak from day one and within 3 months, you know, you should be quote unquote basically fluent. But then when you dove in and you were doing all of these classes instead of going to class yourself and learning in a traditional environment or using things like ASML or PIMSLO like you've got in the background,
how did
you find the process of just getting one-on-one lessons and speaking from the start like that?
I think I actually got fairly addicted to that process in a way that wasn't particularly helpful for my language, because I got, you know, at first it's really, really uncomfortable, but it didn't take me too long, at least, or it didn't take me longer than I was comfortable with spending to come to a stage where you have that thing, like you just said, where you feel good and you actually get addicted to that feeling of like, yeah, I'm kind of fluent in this language, because it happens quite quickly. Like, let's say it does take 3 months. You might not actually get that good in 3 months, but you get better than you think you can get. So,
well, and it's sort of diminishing returns, right? The first 3 months, you're probably going to learn more than you ever will for the rest of the time you're studying that thing. And it probably feels amazing to go from day one to day 90.
Exactly. And then so you... I think I, particularly when I discovered, I did have a few Swedish friends with whom I would chat on iTalki as regularly as I could. And then part of that was also in English as a, like an exchange for them. And I think I was just addicted to the whole thing. In a way, I was actually just kind of making friends, and I was more addicted to that than I was to really learning Swedish. And I remember actually that sometimes it got difficult in that I became quite good friends with them. So I'd actually feel like, yeah, I really want to talk about this thing with you, but it's like way too complicated for my Swedish. So, and we'd sometimes just spend the whole like hour or whatever just speaking English, because we'd just become mates almost.
I thought you were just going to say, you know, you start the lesson and you're like, so what do you think of physics?
Oh, yeah. No, well, they would never do that to me, but. And then so after a while I started booking with teachers, and then even that was quite addictive, and then it was like, again, that was sort of a bit of a level up in that just having someone there who was like teaching me and who would come to the lesson with some material and be like, you know, let's read this through. And like, even though I was really bad at it, because my this is after like a year and my Swedish was still bad, like it was good for a year, I suppose, but it was terrible, really. Yeah. Even just that feeling of like someone there kind of almost spoon feeding me Swedish. I think I just liked that. So I just kept doing that. And I was under the impression that if I just kept speaking Swedish with a teacher, I would eventually become completely fluent, which is like kind of true in that I am completely fluent in a lot of things, but
it's funny how you realize that pretty quickly, right? When there's this kind of, it seems like this objective that's impossible from the beginning, which is fluency, and then all of a sudden you find yourself there and you realize, shit, it's just fluent in this one little area, and there's actually like thousands of other areas that I haven't even jumped into yet. And the next level above, that's like a meta thing, right? Where the level above that is actually having the fluency to switch in and out of all these different areas and be able to, you know, go through all of this landscape of language about, you know, the beach or about your work or about your family, and you have to kind of join them together. And so it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, and it just keeps fractaling out and becoming more and more full on. And you're like, as much as you feel good at times, right, about like, yeah, I can have these great conversations, you're also like, fuck, I know so much about how little I know.
Yeah, exactly. And you like, it was a weird feeling and quite a degrading feeling, that's not the right word,
demotivating
like... feeling of like, I felt like I was fluent in Swedish. So there's this point where your ego tells you, like, this is a language you speak now.
Yeah.
And then you go and try and watch something without subtitles, And you're like, I have no idea what they're saying. Like,
not, get a cold dose of reality.
Yeah, like not even a little bit. Like, I can tell they say hello, and then like, what the heck goes on after that? Like, yeah. And that, just like with it, what I've kind of learned about language learning, which I probably learned more about that than I have about Swedish almost.
Well, that's this, sort of pause you there. That's so funny. I was chatting to someone recently saying, Pete, I saw that you speak Portuguese with your wife. I'm married to a Brazilian. How do I learn Portuguese?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like, where do we begin, dude?
Yeah.
But the conversation ended up getting to that point where you're just like, ultimately, you're not learning Portuguese. You're learning how to learn a foreign language as an adult. Go. Yeah. Go and do it. You can do it however you want. I don't have the right answer. You kind of have to work out how it works best for you. And that's the sort of easiest / most complicated answer you could ever get.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to go and work out, how do I learn a language? How can I implement that? How can I be productive? How can I clean up my own life and everything like that and make this work? Do it in for a long period of time. And also have it sort of check that you're like, I'm not expecting to just speak from day one for 3 months and bam, native level fluency. Yeah. Next language.
Exactly. Yeah. I forget what I was going to say, but like looking at that, well, I guess I now know that, like, of course I couldn't understand native speaker material and movies and stuff because I never tried to understand them. It's not a matter of, like, I could probably be as fluent as anything. When, not that I was, but if I had been very, very fluent in speaking Swedish and still not have understood those things because I'm not used to understanding them. Like, you know, I didn't, unlike English, I didn't grow up watching stuff in Swedish. Like, it sounds so obvious, but...
I was watching something today with my son, who's about 15 months old now. We're watching this TV show that's in English. And I didn't realize, I think it was Peppa Pig or something. Mm. All the characters have different accents from all over the world. So there's a Scottish one, there's an American one, there's another one from Great Britain. And you're like, holy crap, they're getting exposure to all those vast languages from effectively day one. I mean, languages, accents from effectively day one. I'm like, I'm so astonished that they're already, and I think they would have strategically decided, let's use multiple accents in these kids' videos to just prepare them.
Yeah.
So it is funny though, you were saying you've been learning Swedish, but you're practicing sort of the same thing, right? You're getting very good at having fluent conversations through iTalki with Swedes sort of on your own terms, but you weren't necessarily able to just flick on the TV and watch whatever Swedish film or TV show came up.